Okay, my name is Russell Kellin-Jones, and I'm here at the Edinburgh Book Festival to talk about a book called The Ninth Wave, which is a reworking of an old Welsh myth called the Mabinogion, or at least it's a reworking of part of that myth. And one of the things that I got from the experience was thoughts about narrative versus sensibility. And it sometimes occurs to me that if you're trying to understand something as a reader or a writer, it is best approached through the domesticity of an event. So, because that's the common ground, we all have domestic lives, and we bring to the kitchen, we bring into our domestic lives our experiences. Very often we sit around a kitchen table telling stories, sometimes of remote, rather awful events that have happened to us in our lives. We experience, therefore, foreign events or events that have taken place in foreign shores around the kitchen table. And in fact, this is what Greek drama has always done. The action always takes place off stage. You have a domestic situation on stage, and in comes a messenger with stories of the fall of Troy, for instance. And in the Mabinogion, there was that I started with the idea that a young man comes back from war and engages in a series of rather bizarre domestic events that involves him meeting through a hunting incident a man, another aristocrat whose wife he's asked to sleep with for a year, and swap positions with this aristocrat for a short period of time. This leads on to all sorts of knock-on events. And that's what happens with narrative. Characters very often have a need or problem, and narrative comes out of the author trying to fix their problems for them, if you like. And in the Mabinogion, there is a narrative structure, but it's wild, it's illogical, it's irrational, it doesn't follow the bus route at all. And I began to understand that modern narrative has become too clean, too conventional. And in that respect, it's somewhat reactionary, I think, or it's not helping us anymore understand how random life can be. And these myths, if nothing else, are random events put together in some sort of form by various storytellers. And my job was to be true to the spirit of random narrative at the same time as building up the sensibilities of the characters. So basically, what I've learned from that experience is that too much narrative can overwhelm the sensibility of your characters. And so I wanted to make the balance correct. And if anything, in the past, I've perhaps put too much emphasis on narrative in my fiction. And I think what I'm going to do for the next book is not worry about plot development, which is an Achilles heel of good fiction anyway, but just worry about the character sensibilities and just take them in places which are unpredictable. And from that, narrative will emerge, and if the narrative is strange and irrational, so be it. And I think that's perhaps how we reclaim narrative from the potboilers, from the writers who are seeing the novel as a business scheme, who create Dan Brown type plots, if you like, at the worst end, which are entertainments but are no longer teaching us anything at all.